Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another Monday Bite-Sized Political Podcast. And we're going to talk a little bit about the Holocaust Memorial that had to be covered up in London, naturally. We're going to chat a little bit about that. And of course, as always, I want to thank quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring us. Check out the link to their site below. And let's get to the main. So the Daily Mail had a headline on yesterday and Sunday, which was as follows. Police are so cowed by the anti-Semitic mob that they even cover up the Holocaust. And there's a picture of a Holocaust memorial, which I believe is in Hyde Park. And there's a picture of it kind of with blue wrapping all over it. So it basically had been covered up, hidden from sight. I guess it was openly Jewish, which we know the Metropolitan Police have a problem with. And then the Metropolitan Police say, and this is why really the Metropolitan Police are a disgrace. They say, they try to take down the Daily Mail. They say, this is an inaccurate headline that will only fuel community concerns. The decision to cover the memorial was taken by park authorities, not the police. As the paper's own article makes clear, it is a precaution Royal Parks have taken for a number of different events. So you see what the Metropolitan Police are saying. First of all, it wasn't them. It wasn't nothing to do with them. You can't blame them. And secondly, Royal Parks, they do this. They do it at different times. You know, got to cover these things up. Now, of course, we all know there was another one of these vast pro-Palestinian rallies in London on Saturday, with the usual rent-a-mob were there, chanting and basically virtue signaling and whatnot, as they have basically do every Saturday in London. Absolute disgraceful situation. But if they want to protest, I suppose they have that right. But my point in this one is, the reason that Royal Parks covered this Holocaust memorial up, which is a kind of a big stone as far as I can see, looking at it here, is because they feared that there'd be damage done to it if the pro-Palestinian mob saw it, which means that the police had reason to suspect that the pro-Palestinian mob would vandalize a Holocaust memorial. Now, what does that tell you about the pro-Palestinian crowd that were in London on Saturday? And then the second thing about the Metropolitan Police is, so they're saying nothing to do with us, but the very fact that Royal Parks would take this precaution is an indication of the complete failure of policing within London, I think anyway. And the second indication of complete failure of policing in London is the fact that there was a counter-protest to happen on Monday as well, on Saturday as well. And the counter-protest was basically by pro-Israel factions who wanted to also have an event in London through walking through the streets. However, that was cancelled. And I've seen some of the usual suspects saying, if the organisers, a bunch of pro-Israel shills, want to cancel, that's their problem. No, I believe the reason not potential counter-protest was cancelled was on advice given to the organisers by the Metropolitan Police. So I don't think they just suddenly woke up and thought, yeah, let's just cancel it because there's apparently going to be pro-Palestinian people on the streets. No, I think there was more to it than that. In London, what we're seeing is the complete failure of policing. I mean the absolute failure of policing, because the Metropolitan Police, who ultimately report to Sadiq Khan, the Muslim mayor of London, are fundamentally so scared of the Palestinian protesters that they will do everything and anything to try and ensure that they don't come into direct conflict with them, possibly because they think they couldn't control the resulting chaos if they actually stood against them. Now, in the meantime, Londoners just have to put up with the inconvenience of these parades on a Saturday. Like, basically, Saturday is not a good day to be openly Jewish in London, is it? Or to be openly, having a remembrance of the Holocaust in London. Oh, no. And I know there's issues in the Holocaust as well, by the way. I mean, you know, I'm not denying there's a Holocaust for one second. I know there are issues around it, but no sane person will deny the fact that in World War II, a large number of Jewish people were put to death in concentration camps. I mean, there's no doubt about that, as far as I can see. To a complete denial of that, I think, is a denial of all reality. So, and anyway, even if, you know, I don't see why the Jews can't be allowed to have their Holocaust memorial memorial in Hyde Park in London. I don't see why. Well, of course, they are allowed to have it. It just has to be covered up when there's pro-Palestinian hordes taking over the London streets. We're getting to the point where London is essentially a pro-Palestinian city. And I think that's a problem. Because you see, London, whether the organizers and other people like it or not, it's a British city. It's a British city which should be respecting all traditions. And yes, my friends, that does include the Jewish tradition. So I think that the balance is completely wrong. I think the head of the Metropolitan Police, I mean, he just needs to resign, but that's not going to be good enough, because when Crusader Dick was head of the Met, she was hopeless. Crowley's hopeless as well. That's just the way it is. The Metropolitan Police is unfit for purpose. It needs to be covered up. Thanks for listening.